push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Spring in Iowa brings muddy boots, early mornings, and the hopes of a new season. Farmers work through unpredictable weather, long hours, and endless decisions. Each seed planted is a leap of faith. Through every challenge, First Bank Hampton has stood beside our farmers, offering support and understanding no matter the size of the operation. Hi, this is Tom Abbas. This spring, let us help your farm grow stronger with our flexible ag loans and tailored solutions. Stop in or call today to discover how First Bank Hampton can be part of your story every step of the way. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
And this afternoon, we are joined by the superintendent of North Butler and Clarksville. That is Brian Boyson in his second year, I believe, there at North Butler and Clarksville, going to get an update on the current school year. Now, if you remember, less than a year ago, we talked about Clarksville approving a move to a four-day school week effective this school year. So we'll talk about that. Also talk about the recent decision that North Butler had to make to cut the three-year-old preschool program there in Bearcat Country. And Brian, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch. Thanks again for having me.
So, Brian, let's first and foremost talk about that four-day school week for Clarksville. I guess your thoughts on that, the community feedback on that as well. And I understand you tell me off air that maybe some new students coming to that district as well.
Yeah, we are seeing a little bit of an uptick as far as interest goes. I know this is our first year. We gave it a whirl. We surveyed staff and parents back in December, and we reviewed that during our school board share out, where teachers showcase what they're doing in their classrooms. And then we had one classroom where they shared the data. And, you know, as I perused it, you know, the surveys, it's pretty overwhelmingly positive. And when we were researching the four-day calendar and talking to other districts over a year ago, that's what those districts said too. You know, at the beginning of the year, there was some, you know, angst or skepticism, but then you get halfway through the year and you pull those people, the positivity increase. And that's what we're seeing. I think there's a couple situations where I can clearly see that the word is out there and people are generating interest. So when you post for a vacancy, an open position, whether it's a teacher or para, we're seeing an uptick in applicants coming in, which is unusual. You know, over the last, you know, how many years we've seen such a shortage of applicants, but now I'm seeing the trend go up a little bit. I think that has to do with the appeal of that four-day calendar. And again, if you recall last time we talked, the staff, they come in every other Monday. So Mondays are our day off, so to speak, where there's no instruction. But every other Monday, we have a full day of professional development. And teachers really enjoy that because it gives them time to network and hang out and get things done.
I guess one of the concerns of this, and it's probably been figured out, I should say, but was childcare for those Mondays. Is that something you guys figured out as the school year started?
Yeah, as we looked into that, we reached out to the YMCA. We had discussions with them. They did a poll and sent out their communication, and there wasn't enough families to generate interest of the YMCA, you know, deploying a staff or two to put a daycare in the building. So there just wasn't enough buy-in there. It was very little interest. So with that said, what we figured out and noticed that was that families tend to figure it out. And that was the same experiences from these other like eight districts we had talked to over a year ago, was that families, you know, they kind of figure it out. Just like, you know, I have children on my own, and you know, you figure out how to handle the summers and the 2 week Christmas breaks, the 1 week spring break, you know, or any type of holiday break, families figure it out. You know, everybody kind of pitches in, and the kids that need that daycare, families and friends and neighbors, they tend to help out. Like the old saying goes, it takes a village.
You're joined by the superintendent of the North Butler and Clarksville School Districts. That is Brian Boyson. As we get an update on the current school year, first topic there, Clarksville's four-day school week that was in effect this first year of it, 25-26. So moving to the North Butler side now here, Brian, you guys made the decision, and it's kind of a rural school, smaller school problem, is funding to schools like this. You got to cut some programs, unfortunately. the 3-0 preschool program in North Butler. I guess your thoughts on the decision behind that, and I guess how the school moves forward on that too.
Yeah, so prior to my arrival in 2024, that previous year, they didn't have it. I think they used to have it, and then they didn't have it. And then there's some interest from the community through communicating with board members, and then board members communicating with me, like, hey, let's give this a try. So we gave it a try, but it was definitely a net loss to the budget. You don't get the state funding like you do the other higher grade levels, so it was a net loss. And so it's unfortunate, because we know there's a lot of families that benefit and kind of depend on those times to have their child in that early childhood. We know the foundation of early childhood is the nexus of getting through school and generating interest in schools. That is our base. You want to build that base. But yeah, unfortunately, we had to cut it, because we know that public school funding by design is tied very closely to the number of students walking through your door. So when you're making a cut like that and you're trying to build that base and you have to cut it, it does hurt. But unfortunately, that's what we had to do. We had to juggle some things around and move some departments, so to speak, and people around. So that was one of other cuts we made. Those were hard decisions, but to sustain the viability and the fiscal sustainability of the district, that's what factored into our decision making. We know it impacts a lot of people, but it was unfortunate, but yeah, we had to do that.
And there's schools around here making decisions. I know SSA was set at 2% for the next year. There are some schools that approved measures to, hey, say that we want 5% SSA school supplemental aid. Iowa Falls Alden in the process of looking at kind of a joint elementary unified system there. So a lot of these rural schools, I guess, Brian, maybe just a thought from you to having to make some of these decisions because budgets may be a little bit tight right now.
Well, like I said earlier too, school funding is tied to the students, walking through the door. And with declining enrollment, sometimes you have to right size that ship. And we look at currently how many students we've lost over the years. And so when we are graduating more students than what we're bringing in, that really hurts that budget. So we have to be visionary and look forward to, okay, so if we're losing these many kids through various factors, some of it is open enrollment out, but we also have a lot of kids that are open enrolling in too. So we look at many factors of why our budget has gone down. Well, we also look at the census numbers as well. So if we can forecast how many potential kids were coming in the door each year, and then we're looking at how many were graduating each year, we can see those numbers. It's a net loss, right? So if I can see I'm losing, let's say 25 kids it's a net loss next year, we have to right-size the budget and then right-size the staff.
You're joined by the superintendent of the North Butler and Clarksville School Districts. That is Brian Boyson, as we get an update on the current school year. Again, this is the first year of the 4-day school week for Clarksville. And another topic, the 3-year-old preschool program in North Butler, getting doxed here following this year. And Brian, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add?
The one thing I forgot too was the big thing too, when people are asking questions like you are, very similar questions, good questions, we also have to look at the legislative level, what's happening in Des Moines. And when we're only getting, that 2%, that it's not adjusting or helping with inflation. The costs of maintaining a building and the programming that we have is not going down. And we can see what's happening right now in April 2026 with the cost of gas and the cost of goods and services. Those affect schools' budgets as well. And that is all factored into our decision making. Yes, a lot of the monies come from different funds, but we also have to be able to look at the whole picture here. And when we're getting less and less students walking through those doors, those are where those tough decisions come. And the last thing I want to add too, and I just did this in a recent interview with a local newspaper, one of the things that rural school districts are doing in the state of Iowa is they're sharing positions. And this also helps because the state of Iowa has sharing dollars for certain positions. So if you share the superintendent, you get so many pupil units per position. Or if you share the HR director or the school business officer or transportation director, all four of those positions I just listed, North Butler currently shares. And so we have to continue to think outside the box to see how can we get more adequate funding from the state while not jeopardizing or having limited impact to the programming of the daily learning experience of the students. So that was the one thing, last thing I wanted to say that, and again, I said that in a recent interview with another media, is that we have to continue to look outside the box and see where we can share all of our resources. Because again, at the end of the day, these are Iowa students and we need to serve them.
And that is becoming more common. A lot of shared positions between school districts that are close together. So Brian, as always, thanks for joining us and we will talk down the road.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Mitch.
All right, that's Brian Boyson, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Every home holds a story. Maybe yours is in the kitchen where feeling recipes are passed down, or the living room where laughter echoes through the seasons. Sometimes those beloved spaces need a little extra care. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams. Whether it's fixing a leaky roof after a tough storm or finally creating the cozy bedroom you've dreamed about, First Bank Hampton is here to help. For a limited time, we're offering a special rate on HELOC and home improvement loans to make turning those dreams into reality easier than ever. Visit me today and take the first step toward a home that fits your family's story. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.